This is Sports Saturday on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Matt Harrop.
Welcome back in. This is Matt Harrop here on Sports Saturday, SB Nation Radio. Now joining us is Los Angeles Chargers linebacker Denzel Perryman, former member of the Miami Hurricanes. Denzel, I want to first start with Miami because what does it mean for you for the Hurricanes to be relevant again in college football? They had a tremendous year this year, and that's obviously huge. But what did it mean for you to see the Hurricanes be good in college football again?
Oh, man, it means a lot, man. You know, when I was there, you know, the whole thing was basically to continue the legacy. You know, there's a lot of great guys, you know, that went through, you know, the University of Miami. And, you know, when I was there, you know, we had our ups and downs. And, you know, it is what it is with that. But, you know, Mark Richt came in and, you know, a lot of people were excited. And I was excited, you know, because he's bringing the U back.
It's important for the Miami to be in college football and relevant, right? Just the swagger and the way they win. I mean, that's important for college football.
Exactly, man. There's no swagger, you know, like Miami.
Denzel Perryman, our guest, linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers. Talk about the experience of playing in Los Angeles. It was a rough go at the beginning, losing, starting 0-4. But talk about just dealing with the relocation from San Diego to Los Angeles. Was that a tough process for you and the guys?
Yeah, man, it was tough, you know, I'm talking, you know, from, you know, guys that have been in San Diego, you know, for the long haul, like, you know, Antonio Gates, you know, Mike Wink, you know, those guys have been there for a long time, and I know it's kind of tough for them. You know, me, it was, you know, going to my third year when we had to make the move, and, you know, I think the hardest part was, you know, kind of just dealing, you know, with the fans. You know, we had, you know, a lot of, no angry fans, but, you know, business is business. And, you know, moving up here, you know, it was just, you know, trying to create a fan base, you know, and win L.A.
Yeah. Did those first couple of home games, I mean, I know Philip Rivers has talked about this, but did those first couple of home games really feel like road games? And if so, how weird of a feeling was that?
You know, it is kind of tough, you know, when you play an opponent, you know, their fans outweighing your fans. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we focus on trying to get a win, you know, and kind of, you know, eliminate the outside noise, you know, the crowd noise. And like I say, you know, we, like you said, you know, we started off rough, but, you know, we ended up picking it up, and, you know, a lot more fans, you know, start showing up. So, you know, this upcoming season, you know, we, the goal is not to start off, you know, rough like we did, you know, this past year, but at the same time, you know, we need, you know, more fans.
Yeah. What do you know about the new stadium? I mean, I've seen some the pictures of it and what it's going to look like, the amenities, but have you been over there? What do you know about the stadium, and how exciting is it to know that that eventually is where you're going to be?
I mean, I just saw pictures, man, to be honest with you. You know, I really didn't, you know, focus on the whole new stadium thing. You know, I was just, you know, focused on playing at the Hub. That's what we call it. But, you know, just looking at the pictures, man, it looks like it's going to be, you know, one of those attractions, and, you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of people, you know, come out for the right reason.
Yeah, without a doubt. Denzel Perryman, our guest linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers. You guys did finish the season strong and actually had a shot to win this division after starting 0-4. How much confidence was there at the end of the season that you guys actually could pull it off, even though you did come up just short?
Yeah, man, you know, it was a lot of confidence, man. You know, it felt good, you know, that, you know, we could have made a playoff run. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, we had, you know, kind of, you know, depend on, you know, the other two teams, you know, to lose or, you know, to win. And, you know, end of the day, you know, that's, you know, all that's good. But, you know, hopefully this year we go out here, you know, do so. We don't have to worry about that situation at all.
Denzel, what is the toughest stadium to play in the AFC West? Like, you always hear about Arrowhead and the noise, but I would imagine Oakland and Denver are equally as difficult to play. Which one is, first of all, the most difficult, and second, your most favorite to go to the road and play?
I say most difficult. I mean, Denver is pretty loud. Arrowhead is pretty loud, so I say it's the tie between the two. My most favorite, I'll say, is Arrowhead, you know, because it just reminds me of Florida State, you know, Miami and Florida State, you know, because they always do the chant, you know, they have, you know, they love Chief going on doing his thing, so it just brings me back to college, you know, to a big college football rival game.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get into some of the Super Bowl stuff. You guys played the Patriots this year. You didn't play in that game, but Denzel, what is it specifically about New England's offense that makes them so tough? And what do you think the Eagles will have to do to slow them down?
Well, you know, to start off their offense, man, you know their head man, you know, is Tom Brady, man. He's able, you know, make all kind of checks, you know, do everything that he needs to do, you know, to get the offense going. And, you know, as far as Philadelphia, honestly, I just feel like they just need, you know, hold on to their keys, you know, play assignment football and, you know, get ready for the checkdown.
Yeah. Well, Denzel, as a linebacker, you obviously are heavily responsible for assisting in slowing down the running game. But the Patriots have shown that they don't necessarily need a running game to win, but they use their running backs out of the backfield and in other ways. How complicated is it when you watch tape of New England as a linebacker to try and figure out how to slow down those running backs that they use in different ways?
Yeah, like you say, you know, they're running backs, you know, not only just like, you know, running backs, you know, they actually pass backs as well. You know, when they get the guys out, you know, you have to, you know, speaking from a linebacker's perspective, you know, there's one linebacker that has to, you know, kind of push out, you know, with that running back. And, you know, I feel like, you know, as soon as you push out, you know, there's a little hole, you know, there's always going to be a hole in the defense, you know, with a scat back. And, you know, I feel like, you know, that's where, you know, some of the, I don't want to say some, a lot of when, you know, success come from the other pathways. You know, just find the little holes here and there. But, you know, if the Eagles do, you know, a great job, you know, with kind of eliminating them holes, then, you know, it should be a great game.
Denzel Perryman is our guest Chargers linebacker. So you do anticipate a good game. Like, I honestly, when the line came out in Vegas, it started out in 5.5, and I said, man, that's a little low. The Patriots with the facing a backup quarterback, I was like 5.5. But then, you know, New England, if you think back in history, they do play teams tough. They have a history of playing in close games. So what kind of battle do you think we're going to see? A low scoring game, a high scoring game? You just said it'll be a good game.
I just believe it'll be a good game. You know, there's no telling what the score is going to be. You know, just everybody just got to sit there and watch that. But I feel like it's going to be a really good game. You know, both great teams. You know, both good quarterbacks. You know, regardless of, you know, Nick Foles being a backup quarterback or not, you know, he's led this team, you know, to where they are today.
Denzel, when we look at Pack at this NFL season, I think one thing that has been heavily scrutinized is the definition of what a catch is. The way that, especially at the end of this season, that was a big, big theme. Do you think the league needs to take a look at that again and take some action to help provide some clarity as to what actually a catch is?
Yeah, because, you know, my whole scenario of a catch, you know, a guy got the ball 2 feet down, so he's going out of bounds. You know, I know another big thing was, you know, did he have possession of the ball, you know, out of bounds. You know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff, but I mean, in my eyes, you know, the ball doesn't move when you hit the ground or, you know, go to slide, it's a catch. You know, if you got 2 feet down, you know, it's a catch.
Is it a problem that, I mean, now we used to have like 6 or 7 cameras aimed at the football field. Now we have like 30 cameras and way too many angles. I mean, do you think that's part of the problem, that we're just overthinking this and going to way too many replays, slowing down the game is a problem? Because
I think
go ahead.
Had to kind of slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, because that, like you said, the whole review thing, that can happen, you know, play, you know, you get a couple plays in, you know, then it happens again, you know. So I say, that kind of does slows it down.
Denzel Perryman, our guest, Los Angeles Chargers linebacker. What are you most looking forward to next season as a member of the Chargers?
As a member of the Chargers, man, just, you know, see, you know, what we're going to do. You know, we had a, you know, we had, you know, some injuries, but, you know, just, you know, a healthy team, you know, how we're going to come out, you know, how we're going to come together, you know, OTAs, and, you know, me personally, I'm just looking to play all 16 games.
Yeah, absolutely. Denzel, hey, I really appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on. Denzel Perryman, linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers, joining us. Thanks for the time.
Oh, man, thanks for having me on.